met with Minister Eamon Ryan as part of an A5 committee, which consists of a council from each county along the A5 route. But listen, the Donegal focus yesterday was on the TNT, where we are awaiting the closeout of two reviews to allow us to progress to the Cabinet. Now, our review is the business case by the Department of Transport, and the other review is by the Public Expenditure National Development Plan and Reform. We were looking for a time frame for the completion of these reviews and when they would get approval from the Cabinet. The Minister confirmed that these reviews would be completed within the coming weeks and will be brought before the Cabinet for the approval in July. So that's before the actual summer recess. So that'll allow the project to move to phase four, which is the statutory process stage. So all very good. I had great interaction with him, and he was very positive in relation to the road network in Donegal. So it was a very positive meeting. And myself and Brian Cannon, who is the Director of Roads, was there. So I thought it went well.
And you mentioned there was talks about the A5 as well. Was there much said about when maybe works might start there?
Yeah, well, the situation with the A5, because we had sort of a cross-border and a lot of other councillors there, a lot of the information has to come from the Minister in Northern Ireland. Minister Ryan couldn't make too much comment on the Northern Ireland stage with the A5. Now, he did speak with the councillors in Monaghan, and Senator Robbie Gallagher, who set up the meeting, was also there. And he spoke with them at great length in relation to the N2 and where it's at. But our primary focus yesterday's meeting was the 10T, because we need to get it through the third stage to allow us to go to phase four.
Is it hoped that construction will start after phase four, or what kind of time frame are we hoping for?
Yeah, well, you see, phase four consists of a complete environmental impact assessment for the entire project, and also then the documentation for what they call the CPO, which is the compulsory purchase order. So all that has to be done first. And then what happens then, that then after that goes to Embord Canala, and you have an oral here. And following that then, and following a positive decision to proceed with the project, we go out to tender for a contractor and the construction will take place. But that environmental impact assessment is a lot of work, because you have the protection of the habitats, you have how the actual construction of the work is going to take place, how that's going to affect everything, and then the actual project itself, when it's up and running, how that's going to affect everything, and then the usage of it, how that's going to affect everything. So there's a serious, serious amount of work to be done when you do an environmental impact assessment. So it's still a good bit down the track in relation to that.